This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
This morning, we'll hear from Syngenta Agronomy Service Representative Kevin Scholl. Kevin serves the Northwestern Territory of Illinois, and he has information for us about a new corn herbicide called Acuron.
Acuron is a new corn herbicide that we just released this past year. There's been a lot of talk about glyphosate-resistant wheat expanding throughout the territory, and this is going to be an excellent fit to bring about better wheat control for farmers, especially from a pre-emergent to post-emergent 12-inch corn. So, in response to the glyphosate tolerance, Acuron is really going to be a step change in wheat control. More residual control and more weed controls with this product. It's powered by four different active ingredients, three different modes of action. So that they're all complementary to one another. So no matter what Mother Nature throws your way, Acuron is sure going to work throughout the growing season. We're pretty confident in what we're bringing to market. It's been in 800 different trials throughout the U.S. over the past couple of years, and we've seen very good results on some of those toughest weeds. When I talk about tough weeds, we talk about water hemp, giant ragweed, and some of those other large-seeded broadleaves, let alone some of those small-seeded broadleaves and grass, too. Over 70 different broadleaves and grass weeds that are controlled.
The new herbicide has been used in several trials and will be available for the 2016 growing season.
There's been over 800 different trials done throughout the United States, and we've seen very impressive results. We're starting to get some of the results back from, or testimonials back from some of our growers that we've had full field type situations on this past year, and getting very good results from those growers. It will be fully available for 2016. Application timings of 28 days prior to planting to 12-inch corn is where it's primarily used. Mainly probably in that as a pre-emergent herbicide. Is it set up for a post-emergent, or it's going to be really our best chance for a one-pass program if that's what the growers' desire is?
Acuron is an extremely safe product, and farmers should have no concern of harming their crops. It also has good long-season control.
Acuron has excellent crop safety, and that's one of the key things with a lot of our crop protection product is around crop safety, so growers don't really need to worry about crop safety to field corn, seed corn, even sweet corn and yellow popcorn if that's grown in your area. And really, long season control is another key feature of this product. With the new active ingredient of bicyclopyrene in there, it brings about even longer soil residual without any fear of carryover for the future.
Kevin adds that it's important to use a product that has multiple modes of action when dealing with resistant weeds.
When we're talking about resistant weeds out there in the field, it's very important to have a product out there early and something that's got multiple modes of action that has multiple active ingredients in there to be able to handle some of these resistant weeds that we have in the field. That's really what Acuron is bringing to the table, something that's going to really handle, a premix that's going to handle those type of weed situations.
That report was from Syngenta Agronomy Service Representative Kevin Scholl on the new corn herbicide Acuron. In a significant victory for the agriculture and business sectors, a federal appellate court Friday suspended nationwide implementation of the Waters of the U.S. rule until further order of the court. Chief Environmental Counsel with the National Pork Producers Council, Michael Fromica, says this ruling ensures farmers will not see implementation during the harvest season.
It's a major victory for anyone who owns land, anyone who cares about government and truth and justice. It's a great time because farmers are out in the field beginning to harvest the crop. By staying this rule, and it's not a permanent stay until the court makes the final decision, by pushing that back, it gets us at least through the end of this fall.
The decision to stay the rule was granted by the U.S. Court of Appeals for the Sixth Circuit in Cincinnati.
The court did a couple of things. It had to decide, is there a substantial likelihood that we were going to win? And the court found that there was, that it was very likely that at the end of the day, the EPA rule does not comply with what the Supreme Court had previously said with regard to what is a jurisdictional water of the U.S., what is a substantial nexus.
The court also called into question the EPA's rulemaking process for the Waters of the U.S. rule.
One of the points that NPPC has been raising from almost day one is that the process that EPA engaged in producing this rule was as corrupt and dysfunctional as anything I've ever seen. And the court found that they didn't provide any notice on a lot of the final details or opportunity for the public to comment. And that as a result, it's very likely that they will determine that the entire rule was void, both on the technical grounds as well as the procedural grounds.
After multiple lawsuits in district courts across the nation and a single injunction for 13 states, the EPA claimed the district courts did not have jurisdiction and the lawsuit should be sent to the Sixth Circuit of Appeals.
Now, they've issued this decision, but it was a 2-1 decision. The one judge was dissenting and carried the same argument that EPA made. Now that it's at the Sixth Circuit, they were saying, you can't make this decision because you don't have jurisdiction over this. And I'm a lawyer, and it frustrates me. I can just imagine that the average American, this is a prime example of why people have so little faith in government. You have to have one position. And if you're going to say the district courts can't rule on it, and they all have to go to one court, then they can't go to that one court and say, now that all the cases are consolidated here, you're not allowed to rule on this. They're trying to have it both ways. And it undermines the process, it undermines faith in government. It really calls into question the entire nature of this rulemaking.
The ruling Friday also allows for consolidation of the many pending WOTUS cases to eventually be decided. The controversial rule went into effect August 28th. That's all for your WSMI Farm Show. I'm Katie Bowles.